Steve Jaco pre-game interview.
For the Tigers, but the Bulldogs are our focus right now. We're lucky enough to be joined by a man who wore the hoops on 190-odd occasions, played in a premiership, but now has been a key part of the Dogs for around 7 or 8 years as part of their coaching staff. I do speak of Stephen King. Stephen, thanks for joining us. Tom King, Ben Casanilia, Mark Neild and Pete Ryan for Prestige Jaco in the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, thanks for joining us, but it's about continuing the momentum that you took over the last couple of weeks out of good wins, including against the D's last week.
Yeah, it is. Thanks for having me, guys. Obviously we're trying to build and got some momentum now. Just got to try and really capitalise it. We've got a really big test tonight against the Cats, who are red hot, and that's a great challenge for our young group to try and maintain that and test ourselves again tonight.
A couple of cracking midfields going head-to-head. Do you expect it to be fairly attacking and high-scoring the game, or do you think both teams are going to try and find a way to shut down the opposition's midfield?
Oh no, I think both teams will have a crack. I think we'll go out there and just try and play our brand of footy, and Geelong seem to do that as well. I mean, I think they'll probably try and control the game with ball in hand a little bit like they do and play pretty slow and conservative at times. But, definitely we'll have to try and be at our best and take the game on to try and win it, that's for sure.
You got the Cats late last year. Do you go back to that tape and look at what you did well, or is it 12 months on not worth having a look at?
Oh, a little bit. We always read notes as coaches and go back to what works, what might not have, and obviously playing at Marvel's a bit different than up here, but it's nice to get them on a neutral venue and not down at Geelong. So, we feel like this is our home ground now. We've played a few here in a row. So, I mean, it carries a little bit of weight, but obviously things change pretty quickly in footy as well.
Stephen, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. Have you exchanged any texts with your good mates Scarlo and Boris this week?
No, I did run into them down crossing paths while exercising probably last week, but no tips in terms of the game, but it'll be good to see them and cross paths with them again and hopefully be able to catch up with them soon once all this is sort of done. It's a bit hard in isolation with the hubs. Not really sure how often you should mix with others outside your group, so it's a bit tricky.
How have you found the hub? Have you been sort of star status? Have you enjoyed it, or have you a bit of a drain?
Oh, no, look, I mean, first and foremost, we're really lucky and privileged to maintain our jobs and be able to be up here and work. So really lucky in that sense. It's been a bit challenging at times, just with family back in Melbourne and different people's circumstances. But, I mean, I love being around footy clubs and around footy people. And in that sense, it's been great to get to know the staff and players a little bit better because you're around them so much. So, in that sense, it's been great. I mean, there's worse things than being stuck up here on the Gold Coast for a while as well. So, we've been pretty fortunate, really. Yeah.
For Prestige Jaco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Dogs assistant coach Stephen King. Here's Pete Ryan.
Good luck tonight, Stephen. Just wanted to ask you about Tory Dixon comes back into the side. I think it's his first game for the year. What was the thinking behind getting him back and how's he been preparing through those scratch matches?
Yeah, Tory's just had a couple of injury hiccups earlier in the year, so he's had a bit of an interrupted season, but he's probably put a month together now of some really good form. And Tory just brings great experience, but also forward craft, and there's that sort of spot for him. And both he and Will Hayes have played their way into the team, and we had to reward their performances at the lower level. So they come in good form, and it's just good to give those blokes an opportunity now to press their claims again and stay in the team. They'll both add a lot to us tonight.
Absolutely. And Mitch Wallace has been the other player that's probably created some headlines this year just with his form. Have you been surprised by how well he's adapted to that role he's played?
Oh, not really. I mean, Mitch is he's a pro. He dedicates himself on and off the field to his craft. And I think just him really accepting where he's at with his role and how much he's embraced it. I just think it's been inspirational, his teammates and everyone, how accepting he's been of his role. Because being a forward, I guess, sometimes we've had the best days or nights. And, he's been a bit lean on for opportunities, but he's just stuck at his role. And, I think just his leadership that he's brought to that young forward line has been immense. And, it's been a credit to him the way he's gone about it, and it's no real surprise internally, though. He's a pro, as I said.
Kingy, Mark Neild here. Good luck tonight,
mate.
Neild.
Thanks, mate.
Here's one for you. I want you to just be 100% honest with this response.
Yes.
Now, Bevo comes across as an extremely serious human being. Can you give us a quick summary of how Bevo's handling life in the hub? Come on.
He's a unique individual. He encourages everyone to be himself, and he himself is quite an individual. you know, he's got surfboards. He has a surf up here. He's very well read, and he's quite quirky. He's a good storyteller. He motivates the boys through things a bit left of centre that I haven't really seen in footy circles all the time, and it works, you know. So the best thing about Bevo, though, he encourages everyone to be themselves, whether you're a young player who wants to dye their hair or wear stud earrings, or, you know, whether you're a coach and you've got a different method the way you run your line meetings. He just encourages you all to be yourself, to be authentic, and that, I think, just gives a lot of comfort and confidence to the group and to the footy club and the footy department. So, yeah, he's great fun to be around. I think, you know, working with Bevo as a senior coach, not only do you learn a lot, but you also, you know, have a bit of fun along the way as well. So, yeah, he's been good in the hub, good value.
King, I wanted to jump in there. Bevo turned 50 on Sunday, didn't he? Did you celebrate hard? What did you get up to?
No. We had a couple of drinks with him at dinner, but it's pretty low-key. With a tight turnaround, we had like a training and review session the next morning, so it was pretty low-key, actually. But the club, you know, it's nice to sort of, unfortunately, family and his boys can't be up here, his wife. So the club put together some nice video messaging for him, and that was nice to, you know, to see that. And, yeah, he was pretty low-key, mate. He didn't want too much of a fuss about him, but, yeah, he was certainly recognised from all of us here.
Now, King, I know that you're obviously firmly entrenched with the Bulldogs, but in a previous life you were the captain of the opposition tonight. And do you look back on your time there and think of the minute of madness was some of the highlights of your time at the Cats? Because, and I need you just to confirm or deny this story. We had Tom Lonigan on last night, and he was telling us that at one meeting, Chris Kangas, a little-known Chris Kangas, exploded into the team meeting on a scooter with absolutely nothing on post a loss, and it was just the ill-timed nude scooter run just didn't go down well.
Yeah, I wasn't there that year, so that was, I think, a year post me. But, yeah, look, there was certainly lots of good times in footy back in those days. It's changed a little bit, I guess. But, oh, no, look, I think life moves on and chapters in your life. It seems like a long time ago now that I was playing league footy and down at Geelong. So, yeah, but you certainly, you know, it's the best time of your life and you're a young man playing footy, following your dreams at AFL level. And some of the connections and friendships I made at the footy club still exist today. And it was, you know, it's great to look back on. But I'm certainly not someone that I'll probably look more fondly back on the good times, you know, with my mates rather than the playing sort of things. I think it's the relationships you make and form are the ones that probably stick with you a bit longer.
Stephen, before we let you go, can I ask about Ryan Gardner? And has he found himself a spot down back? And what's he working on his game to ensure that, you know, if you are playing in October, that he's part of that?
Yeah, look, Gard, he's come along well. I think for him, you know, this break, and it's probably interrupted him a little bit just in terms of, you know, spending more quality time with us training. But, yeah, he's a good athlete. He reads the ball really well in the air. And I think the big thing for Gard is just him believing that he belongs at the level. So, you know, coming back on as a mid-season draft pick and now just firmly entrenched in our team, I think, you know, he's someone that's just got to keep believing in his game and build that confidence. He belongs at the level. So that'll only come with games played. And, you know, we've had Zane Cordy injured. He's just coming back tomorrow for his first run as well. So there will be pressure for spots at some point. But, you know, what Gardy did last week was really good. And, you know, we've just got to back him to keep believing in himself and our system. And he's got a great challenge tonight, having some fun against his old mate. So it'll be interesting to watch. It'll be good.
Yep. Keith, get first crack at Hawkins.
Yeah, look, Keith, he probably will. I think the way they structure up, Hawk's always pretty deep, but he can get up the ground as well. So, yeah, I think just whoever's there will have to try and take him. But I think the big thing is that whoever's got Hawk's going to need some help. So the boy's going to have to try and make sure they don't get too locked onto their opponents and read the cues really well and early and get across and help him out.
Stephen, really appreciate your time. Always good to catch up with you on K-Rock Football, obviously forever a premiership player at the Cats. And Domsey likes talking about the fact how he won 2 medals in 6 days. And he talks about how he robbed you of a Norm Goss medal in the VFL Grand Final as well, when you were clearly best on ground and somehow he kicked 6 goals and managed to snaffle the medal. So one day you'll get that back off him, hopefully.
It's well deserved for Doms, mate. No one deserves it more than him, that's for sure.
Good to talk. Good luck tonight.
Thanks,
time.
Guys. Good on you. No worries. See you guys. Bye.
Prestige Jayco, great to be joined by Stephen King, Western Bulldogs assistant coach.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.